Citigroup steps it up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Citigroup is one of the biggest beneficiaries of the bank bailout money. It's received two installments of government cash totaling $45 billion. But no one knows how the bank is using that cash. Citigroup wants to clear the air a bit today. The company will outline a plan to spend more than $36 billion to increase lending. Citigroup says the bulk of that will go towards mortgage activity. It will also invest in credit card lending, personal and business loans, and student loans. President Obama is set to announce his choice for Commerce Secretary today, New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg. Gregg happens to be a Republican that MoveOn.org has been targeting and in campaign for the president's stimulus package. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Senator Gregg currently serves as the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee. He has a reputation as a fiscal conservative. Still, he was one of a handful of Republicans who voted to release the second half of the $700 billion bailout package. Now, President Obama wants Congress to approve his stimulus package. MoveOn.org wanted to be sure Gregg would support that, so he was among a group of moderate senators targeted with ads.
Tell Senator Gregg to support the Obama plan for jobs, not the failed policies of the past.
If confirmed as Commerce Secretary, Gregg will be expected to carry a similar message to Senate Republicans. Obama may use him to soften GOP resistance to his plan. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
While we wait to see what happens with the U.S. plan, Japan and Australia approved billions of dollars in new stimulus moves today. That gave an initial boost to markets in Asia, but stocks ended mixed at the close. European shares are lower across the board right now. The Dow fell 0.8% yesterday, closing at 7,936. Now, that's the lowest close for the Dow since November 20th. The S&P was virtually flat yesterday, and the NASDAQ picked up 1.2%. Today, an FDA panel is expected to recommend approval of a new blood-thinning drug by Eli Lilly. The decision could set a precedent for how powerful but risky drugs are brought to the market. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
The new drug is called Prasugrel. It's a competitor to Plavix, one of the world's best-selling prescription drugs. Studies found Prasugrel is better than Plavix at preventing heart attacks and strokes, but the new drug can also lead to fatal bleeding in some patients. James Unland edits the Journal of Healthcare Finance. He says the FDA has been criticized for being too slow to approve risky new drugs and for not being upfront about the risks.
This is a breath of fresh air for the FDA to target risky drugs to the proper patients and to warn both the medical community and consumers about them.
Unland says an FDA warning won't stop the drug from finding a big market.
There are still billions of dollars in revenue available for properly targeted drugs. This is not an all-or-nothing proposition.
Analysts estimate that sales of Prasugrel could reach $1 billion a year for drug maker Eli Lilly. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work, and by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease, MedtronicFoundation.org.
We give you all sorts of examples of Americans staying home these days, not spending on vacations. But there's still a healthy market for U.S. tourism. Lots of group tours from China started hitting our shores during the start of the Chinese New Year holiday. To get in on all this tourism action, vacation hotspots are selling themselves to Chinese travelers. They spend nearly $30 billion going abroad each year. Our own Scott Tong checked in on a tourism expo in Shanghai.
Every vacation spot you've ever heard of has a booth at this tourism fair. From Tanzania's Mount Kilimanjaro to the Aegean Islands of Greece to Thailand's Phuket. And they're all after one thing, a small piece of a giant pie.
The China market, they are a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
That's the woman at the Argentina booth. China exports 40 million tourists every year, and it's growing by 20% annually. Exhibitors from American destinations want in on this market, too. But first, they have to do their homework.
Most people out here really did find out what the market is all about.
We're on a fact-finding mission, is to find out what the customer wants.
So we really saw this trip as an exploratory mission for us.
U.S. cities and states are marketing here for the first time. That's because Washington and Beijing just cut a whole lot of red tape allowing group tours to American destinations. So where do Chinese want to go? Anywhere famous, says Rinho Pang. She works the crowded Las Vegas booth.
If you're marketing anything to the Chinese, the brand prestige is crucial. It will make or break your marketing plan and all that.
Another winner, Hollywood. Melissa Ayala of Marriott Hotels has been hanging out today with the Universal Studios lady.
And I cannot tell you how excited everybody gets when they find out she's from Universal Studios. One guy wants to order 50,000 tickets.
Ah, the enticing scale of China. But business veterans will tell you, misread this market and you lose your shirt. One precaution on the travel side, expect thin margins, because for Chinese, price is king.
They are very budget conscious versus some of the other nations that have already been coming to the U.S. for a long time.
The American marketers found some other surprises. Many Chinese assume they have to tote wads of cash around. They don't all like to be hugged, and they love trade show freebies. Matthew Boone is at the California booth.
So when they saw the beautiful, cute Shamu stuffed animals, everybody wanted one, and it was a feeding frenzy around the SeaWorld booth.
Keep that in mind about Chinese tourists. Ready or not, here they come. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
You can share your thoughts about this story or others at marketplace.org. Also, in about a week, just under a week from yesterday, that is exactly where you will find Scott Jagow. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.